Newsflash, coffee is awful. I mean, that's not a newsflash, and you might not think that coffee is awful, but coffee is awful, okay? Just trust me on this. So, I don't know if you've noticed this, but recently, and by recently I mean in the last couple of years, there's been a certain trend in food circles. Food circles, what are food circles? Is that like pancakes? No, it's like food circles. Okay, moving on. There is this trend to, it's hard to describe, but coffee is awful. I swear this is relevant. I swear the whole coffee thing is so relevant. So, somewhere, some time ago, there was this bright spark, this young, enthusiastic marketing person, because I refuse to believe it was a chef that came up with this abomination. I can't even, just the thought of it is just making my brain want to shut down like a shoddy version of Windows. Okay. So there is this bright, enthusiastic marketing bod, and he is just really, really good at his job. He can sell sand to people who want sand. Builders, maybe. When they already have a lot of sand. They don't need any more sand, but he can sell sand to the builders who don't need sand. And he's having a brainstorming meeting, because that's the thing that they do, right? They brainstorm ideas. They throw stuff at the wall and they see what sticks. And this stuck. So there is this bright young spark, this enthusiastic potential marketing god, and he has a genius idea. And by genius, I mean fucking insane. Hey, you know how everyone loves bacon? And you know how everyone loves coffee? Not me, but not pertinent to the story. Why don't we take the two together? Why don't we make coffee-flavoured bacon? Now, I don't know what your reaction to that is, but mine is, fuck off, mate. That's a bad idea. Naughty, bad marketing person, bad marketing person. No, 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 no. I don't know what they were smoking at that particular brainstorming meeting, but the minute he said that, everyone went, say, that's a great idea. It's not. It's really not. It's a terrible idea. I mean, bacon that is coffee flavored. Oh, now I don't want you to think that I'm against flavored bacon. I'm not. I'm really not. But coffee flavored bacon? No. But somehow this abomination has not only been thought of, but also made. Aldi, that's a supermarket in the UK, is selling coffee-flavoured bacon. Sorry, coffee-flavoured cured bacon. And that... Oh, this is gonna stop. This shit has got to fucking stop. Because, I mean, I get it. I get it. Food is like clothing. There are fashions. There are always fashions. But Jesus fucking Christ, don't you think we've gone too fucking far? A couple of years back, it was simply just bacon. Bacon, bacon. Bacon, bacon. Bacon, bacon. Bacon. Everyone loves bacon. If you're in America, you don't have proper bacon. Just saying. I'm just saying. Okay. Okay. No. Don't look at me like that. It's true. British bacon is far superior. Just saying. But everyone loves bacon. So a couple of years ago, it was bacon everything. Bacon mince. Bacon this. Bacon that. Bacon bacon. Bacon bacon. If you went to the supermarket and you bought something, it had bacon slapped on it. I can get that. I can get that. I can totally get that. I can get that. That's a thing. People like bacon. It's a food. It's on food things. Okay. Reasonable. Pulled pork. in the UK, that wasn't a thing. Until suddenly it was a thing, and suddenly everything was pulled pork. I'll be honest with you, pulled pork is nice, but I mean, the bacon thing was understandable. People put bacon on stuff as an extra, but pulled pork, it was everywhere. It was fashionable, and suddenly it was pulled chicken. You see, you don't actually need to pull chicken because that same. Okay. Pulled beef. Okay. It was everywhere. Until it wasn't, because it wasn't fashionable anymore. And then there is the thing I absolutely fucking hate with a motherfucking passion. I hate salted caramel. Not because I don't like salted caramel. I like salt. I like caramel. The salt enhances the flavour of the caramel. But I hate salted fucking caramel, because salted fucking caramel ruined everything. Every fucking thing in the fucking world. Okay, this is a little bit of an... I am over-exaggerating just slightly. But it's true. It's true. It's so true, because suddenly everything was fucking salted caramel flavour. Everything. At Christmas, I'm lazy. Sometimes I go to Iceland and I get a dessert. Because I do a buffet on Christmas Eve, and, you know, it gets to a point where I don't really want to do individual desserts because family drives you fucking insane. So I'll go and I'll buy a dessert that I can just throw at them and, you know, keep them happy. Every fucking thing was salted caramel. Ooh! Salted fucking caramel. Fuck! Ooh, profiteroles. I fucking love profiteroles. I love profiteroles. Ooh, profiteroles that are salted fucking caramel. Everything was salted caramel. And there's a thing about me. I don't really like sweet, sweet things. And unfortunately, when people would flavour things with salted caramel, it was straight up caramel. And a shit ton of it, so it'd just be super sweet. So many things were ruined. So many things were ruined. Because they never mention it, first of all. It'll be, a French chocolate tart with salted caramel glaze. Fuck you. Fuck you, you motherfuckers. Meringue. I like a bit of meringue. Not English. I like Swiss meringue. Italian as well. French. Okay, now I'm just getting pedantic. Fucking salted caramel. It was in everything. Every fucking thing. And it pissed me off. But now that's kind of fallen out of flavour. Not exactly, because I'm still seeing it everywhere. Every fucking where. And that's still annoying me. Like, I just want chocolate cake for dessert. Can I just have chocolate cake? Please? 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 Can I just have chocolate cake? Please? I'm begging you. Can I just have chocolate cake? No. You can have salty caramel or you have nothing. Fine, I'll have nothing. And I will resent you. I will remember this. Now we have coffee flavor bacon. Please do not make this the next fashion. Please do not make coffee flavored anything the next fashion. The last year, 18 months, 2 years, I have literally been cursing the name of salted caramel. Can you imagine how insane I'm going to go if coffee is now the fashionable flavour that everyone's going to push, like some heroin dealer on the corner? Fuck my life. I hate it so much. I hate it. Oh no, coffee flavored salted caramel. That would be awful. I hate this. I hate food trends. I really fucking hate it. I hate it so much. It's not that I hate the flavor. It's just everyone jumps on it and then they do it badly. Not that there is a way to do coffee well. Actually, there is. I was a barista for a short time. Okay, not exactly a short time when I was a student, but oh, please, 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 I'm begging you. Don't make coffee a thing. It's never going to be a thing. It's already a thing. It's fucking coffee flavour bacon. Coffee fucking flavour bacon. Coffee fucking flavour fucking bacon. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not okay. It's coffee flavoured bacon. I'm having an issue here. I'm having a big issue. I'm having a problem. It's fine. It's fine. It's really not fine.